they organize fraud and not the election. The election should take place in one day. They did it in 6 days. That could be against the law. When you finish the election, the witnesses should be there, and you have to count the ballot. They didn't do that. And then you have to send the result to a center. That center has to send it to the Electoral Commission so they can publish the result that it comes from the center. They didn't do that. They sent the result through the machine, and nobody knows exactly what is in there. That's why I'm saying that we didn't have election, but we had a prepared fraud that Mr. Kadima, the president of CENI, showed to people, to Congolese and the foreigners.
Is it still your position that there should be a rerun?
Yeah, we should redo the election because we should set up a new electoral commission. Forget about the amount they have spent, $1.3 billion or $1.5 billion U.S. dollars. Because if we don't do that, the opportunity cost will be higher because the legitimacy of the Congolese institution are questionable. That we have to rerun the election so the Congolese people can exercise their sovereignty and choose their own leader, the leader they want, because what Mr. Destiny, the Electoral Commission, did is just to make a revenge.
Is it your belief that Tshisekedi himself had a hand in this, that what you believe was a violation of the law and in some respects purposely having massive logistical problems on the first day of the vote?
The logistics problem was needed, was to be arranged, because if they knew that they had that problem, why? They didn't postpone the election for 7 days or 10 days because they could have, the Electoral Commission could have asked the Constitutional Court to postpone the election for 7 or 10 days. It was possible. And then they could have sent the machines, the equipment everywhere in every polling station because they knew that they needed many days to staff the boxes, what they did.
Do you believe that protests in the streets is the answer at this point, or what do you think should happen next?
Yeah, well, protests in the streets is the answer because it is admitted by our constitution. But the only limit of the protest is Tshisekedi has armed the militia in every town in Congo. Tshisekedi has put the policemen, the soldiers, against demonstrations. And the people of Congo, they always afraid about the military and about the shooting. That's the problem. But the problem is this. Even if you don't see the mass for demonstrations, you have what we call here a passive resistance. The lack of democracy, the lack of having the real winner or the people chosen by the population.